Welcome to Wool Shift Dust. This will be a quick one. Luke and I are just popping in to give you a heads up on our winter holiday coverage this year. And Luke, thank you for doing this quick episode with me to, we're going to lay out what exactly we're going to be covering just in case anyone wants to watch or read along. And I know that your voice is wearing thin after lectures and colds.
So. And a cold, yeah. So I sound a little bit like the voice of Christmas yet to come, to be honest.
Which is non-existent.
Yeah, which is non-existent.
Well, so last year we did, for our winter holiday special, we did the many iterations of It's a Wonderful Life. I think we called it the It's a Wonderful Life / Knife multiverse.
Yeah, yeah.
And in talking about that, we mentioned that it was inspired by an even more famous holiday tale, A Christmas Carol. And so that's exactly what we're covering this year. Luke, this topic was your request. What made you request A Christmas Carol?
A Christmas Carol is a book I reread every year around Christmas. It's quite short, so I usually mm-hmm. read it on Christmas Eve. And it's what I think of when I think of Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, it's for anyone who doesn't know the novella, it's about like 80 pages or so. And then you did the audio version, which I think is just under an hour 45 or something?
2 hours 45.
Oh, 2 hours 45.
Okay. But I have like several audio recordings of it. I have it in hardback. I have it in paperback. Mm. I have various versions of this book that I've collected over the years. And it's one of my favorite stories and certainly one of my favorite Christmas stories.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I like about this. So, I mean, I guess I read the novella when I was a teenager. And I think, you know, I just reread it for this coverage. And I think this is the first time I've read it since then. But obviously, like, I'm well saturated in the story. There's so many different adaptations. We're going to talk about what we're going to be covering. But what I love about it is, you know, I am a known lover of spooky stories. And in the Victoria era, when this was published, Christmas was known as like the holiday for ghost stories because Halloween wasn't a thing yet. So this is also the story that helped define Christmas as we celebrate it today. So that's probably two of the reasons why it's been so prevalent in my life in all the different adaptation forms. Wikipedia says that there are 48 different television and film adaptations of A Christmas Carol. So, yeah, you know, I'd love to try, but we cannot cover them all.
It's just going to feel like we have.
It's just going to feel like.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about a lot of them. So we're going to be doing 4 episodes. We're going to have the first episode, I mean, aside from this one, the first official episode is going to be for subscribers on Supercast and Patreon, and we will be covering there the novella itself. Plus, there will be an audio drama of a short story called The Story of the Goblins Who Stole a Sexton, and this is part of the Pickwick Papers novel. This short story, once you hear it, you'll see that it was released 7 years before Christmas Carol, and it seems to be kind of the prototype to it.
Yeah, it is. Although the character in the Sexton story seems to be abused into liking Christmas, basically.
Yeah, that's true. It's a much kinder bent on.
It is.
I think he got out, because it's goblins torturing him rather than like, you know, his dead friend, so. And then we're going to be doing 3 more episodes on this public feed. There's going to be one for the classics, one focused on Dickens, and one for the twists. And you'll find the list of films that we're going to cover. I'll put that in the show notes with links to where you can watch the films where possible. But basically, for the classics, there are 9 different films. 4 of them are shorts that are together, the combined total less than a feature film. So The 9 films are, first is just called Scrooge. It's a 1901 film. This is 6 minutes long. The very end is missing. And it's the first filmed adaptation of this story. It's a silent film. You'll find that link in the show notes. You also find a link for the 1910 version called A Christmas Carol, which is his first surviving complete adaptation. That one's only 13 minutes long. So these are, you know, we're talking about the original adaptations. Those are those two. And we're also going to talk about three of the most classic adaptations. So that's the 1951 A Christmas Carol with Alistair Sim, the 1984 A Christmas Carol with George C. Scott, and the 1999 A Christmas Carol with Patrick Stewart. We're also going to talk about the first musical adaptation called Scrooge from 1970. What, that's with Albert Finney, I think?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
And then we're going to end on three animated tales. Two of them are shorts. There's A Christmas Carol, the 1971 animated version. This one's actually an Oscar winner. It's only 25 minutes long. There's a link to that in the show notes. Mickey's Christmas Carol, 26 minutes long from 1983. Such a classic. And don't worry, we are covering The Muppets Christmas Carol from 1992.
That was the other reason I wanted to do A Christmas Carol. Because if anything's going to turn you around on The Muppets, Alicia, it's going to be A Muppets Christmas Carol.
I mean, I've seen The Muppet Christmas Carol before, of course. I've seen it before. I mean, it's definitely the best of the second best of The Muppets after Muppet Babies. Anyway.
we'll get to it.
So quick note for The Muppet Christmas Carol, though, is that we're going to talk specifically about The Muppets full-length version, which is just one scene different. And this is on Disney Plus, but when you open it in Disney Plus, go to the Extras tab, and there you'll see The Muppets full-length version. And basically, that includes an extra scene with a song, When Love Is Gone, because the studio cut it for the theatrical cut because they thought it was, quote unquote, too sad for children. So it's not too sad for us.
It's not, no.
I think, we need that emotional depth.
Yeah, we definitely do.
So that's the classics that we're going to be covering. So that was five feature-length films, four short films. If you don't feel like watching any or all of them, don't worry. We can't really spoil the plot for you because I'm sure you already know it. Our second episode on this feed is going to be a shorter episode just focused on The Man Who Invented Christmas, the film starring Dan Stevens from 2017. And basically, we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to kind of use that as a jumping off point to talk about Charles Dickens' life in general. You already watched this, The Man Who Invented Christmas, which is kind of like a semi-fictional telling of Dickens creating the story with Dan Stevens as Dickens. I love Dan Stevens.
Yeah, if he doesn't get to play Doctor Who at some point in his career, it will be disappointing.
You're right. He would be such a good Doctor Who. Yeah. And then the final episode of this series this year will be The Twists. And so for that one, there are seven movies on the list. There's Scrooged from 1988, the one with Bill Murray. There's a short. Well, it's actually not really a short. It's almost feature length. Flintstones Christmas Carol from 1994. That's a personal favorite of mine. We've got two Hallmark films. We each added a Hallmark film to the list because it's not Christmas without Hallmark. Jeez. So I added A Diva's Christmas Carol from 2000, which is a musical version. And Luke, you added It's Christmas Carol, which I'm excited about because it features Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, the late great Carrie Fisher. I mean, how could you not have a movie on there called It's Christmas Carol?
Yes.
Also, I don't think it's actually a Hallmark movie. It's definitely that kind of movie, but I don't think it's actually.
Oh, I thought it was. Okay. Well, I will be up on that before we record. So far, okay. Right now I'm focusing on watching the classic ones. And then, of course, I found a way to add one more to my own list. Luke probably isn't watching this one, but I found out that there was a 2022 remake/reboot. I don't know. We'll see. I still have to watch it. Of A Diva's Christmas Carol called A New Diva's Christmas Carol. So, yeah, I'm going to watch that, too, so that I can I don't know, let you know if it's worth it when we talk about the other one. This one is produced by Idris Elba, starring Ashanti. So I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. And then we end with two musicals, Spirited from 2022. That's the one on Apple TV Plus with Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell. And Scrooge, A Christmas Carol, which is a 2022 animated loose remake of the 1970 Albert Finney musical. But this one has a sci-fi twist, and that's on Netflix.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's quite the collection. Now, of course, I've already made a list of stories that we have to skip. So I'm going to propose to Luke that next year we do a reprise and we do more of these.
Yeah, I'm definitely up for that.
Yeah.
I am definitely up for that.
Do you, you've already watched some of them. Any early favorites or...
I've always had a soft spot for the 1999 Patrick Stewart version.
Yeah.
Just because Patrick Stewart is a really... You have to get the evil Scrooge right. You have to get the unreformed Scrooge right. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the journey he goes on isn't convincing. And, like, evil Patrick Stewart is quality. You know, he can really do the miser, the skinflint.
Mm-hmm.
Self-contained as an oyster.
Yeah, and he can obviously be warm and likable too, yeah.
Yeah, he can.
What other ones are you looking forward to watching?
I haven't seen the Alistair Sim one in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to getting reacquainted with that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to It's Christmas Carol, just because I love the title.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's already won me over because it's just a great title. I'm quite looking forward to watching Spirited, the Ryan Reynolds, Will Ferrell one as well, because I never got around to watching that last year when it came out.
Yeah. So the 1951 is my early favorites. Like I watched it when I was a kid, but I didn't, like, I think a lot of things I thought were the 84 one were actually in the 51 one. So now, and then, so I watched it. And then I went and I read the novella and then I went back and I watched it again. And I'm kind of in love with this version now.
Okay.
But yeah, I am especially looking forward to like some like the comfort classics. Like for me, that's the Mickey's and Flintstone ones. I've seen Spirited. I really like it. Looking forward to rewatching. I'm basically looking forward to like all of the twists. I've only seen Spirited and the Flintstones Christmas Carol. So all the other ones are new to me and I'm excited about it.
Really? You've never seen Scrooged?
Nope. It's really? Always been one that I needed to, or maybe I'll watch it and realize that like I probably watch it like when I was a kid or something. But
yeah, because that's like one of those movies that's on TV all the time this time of year.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been aware of it, but I don't recall ever having watched it. So it's about time.
And we'll get to it when we do the podcast. But it's also one of those films with a really interesting production history.
Mm-hmm.
And that everybody on that film seemed to hate everybody else.
Oh, no.
That film by the end.
Oh, gosh. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I'm looking forward to all of these, I guess. Any other thoughts that you think people should know going in?
Just that, like, Christmas is my favorite holiday by, like, a factor too big to mention. I'm not really big into Halloween.
That's my favorite.
We don't do Thanksgiving. I'm British. You know, Easter's all right, but, like, Christmas is my holiday. I love the food. I love the lore. I love the... I also love the fact that, and I'm aware that I'm very lucky in this regard because the university shuts down for like 10 days. So not only am I not at work, but nobody I'm working with is at work either. Mm-hmm. So I can just disconnect my email for like a full week and a half, confident that nobody needs me for anything.
Yeah.
And like, I'm aware that that's a very fortunate position to be in. But every year I'm eternally grateful for it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Halloween's my favorite holiday, but Christmas has always been, Christmas is basically my mom's favorite holiday. And it's always been, it's tied up with a lot of special memories. It's always been, We've had a lot of evolving traditions around the holiday over the years, and it's the one time of year where, one Christmas aside, because my cat was going to die, I've always celebrated it with my family. So yeah,
okay.
Special holiday.
Quick question. What was the best present you ever received, and what was the best present you ever gave?
Oh my God, you have to prepare me for something like that. Do you have an answer?
Yeah, I got a tricycle when I was like 7, like a proper rally chopper tricycle. And I don't know how my parents got it in the front room, but they did, and they wrapped it, bless them.
Yeah.
It must have taken out like rolls and rolls of wrapping paper, but they wrapped it, and it was it was fantastic. Best present I ever gave was, I think, in terms of like what somebody appreciated it, was just going to church every year while my granddad was alive.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really a believer. I'm not really a practicing Christian, but I always made the effort to go to chapel while he was alive. And I think that meant a lot to him.
Yeah, I could imagine. I could imagine. Yeah. If I think of like an abstract present, it was really sweet the way that like sometimes my dad would get a snowblower. He would like borrow a snowblower so that he could put snow in the front yard, and then put like sleigh and reindeer tracks and like chewed up carrots and stuff.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
And I guess Gabe, I don't know, one that just pops to mind, I can't say this is the best, but it was a really funny one, that I got an artist to paint on some shoes. My sister's really into The Legend of Zelda. So I got her as Link, my sister as Link, and then her cat as Zelda with long hair. It's you have to see it. It's really funny. And just remembering how my sister laughed and laughed and laughed when she opened that. That was a really fun experience to give.
Have you got any pictures?
Somewhere.
Okay.
I'm not sure where to find them. I should ask her. Well, we want to hear about all of your thoughts about A Christmas Carol. We'd love to hear your answers to this question. Best present you gave, best present you got. Please email any feedback to woolshiftuspodcast@gmail.com. You'll find that link in the show notes. And voicemails are also encouraged. It's a lot of fun. We can plop the voicemail in the episode, and it's you're on the podcast with us. But yeah, since this is really just a mini episode, just basically a glorified trailer for coverage to come, we're going to skip the outro and end it there. If you are interested in joining the book club so that you can hear the novella episode as well, then you'll find those links in the show notes. And otherwise, yeah, we'll see subscribers soon with The Ghost of Christmas Past, our book club coverage of the novella and short story that preceded it. And public listeners, watch out for more ghostly episodes to pull back the bed curtains of your podcasting app soon.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.